I mean, in some ways, it is a David Goliath matchup, but you know, David had a rock, and Ukraine's got a lot of rocks.
Pejabat AS menyebut sekutunya telah mengirimkan ribuan Stinger, misil dengan jangkauan sekitar 5 km dan cukup kecil untuk dijinjing atau dipanggul.
It's something you could hide in a place until it was time to fire.
Rusia menempatkan 190 ribu tentara di sekitar perbatasan Ukraina untuk berhadapan dengan 170 ribu tentara Ukraina. Tapi analis pertahanan melihat ratusan tank tempur T-90 dan T-72B3M milik Rusia dilumpuhkan dengan Javelin.
They're anti-tank, anti-vehicle weapons that are heat-seeking, so you don't have to be sort of a sniper and get a precise target.
Part of what makes the Javelin so good is the warhead. Okay, it's effective and it is has a top attack where it hits the top of the turret, which is the least protected part of any tank. It doesn't have to go through the front, which is the thickest part.
AS mengirimkan sedikitnya 17.000 senjata anti-tank ke pasukan Ukraina pada awal perang. Pekan lalu, Presiden Biden menambahkan $800 juta sebagai bantuan militer termasuk senjata anti-tank tambahan lainnya.
Kemampuan serang jarak pendek Ukraina ini membuat presidennya Volodymyr Zelensky berkali-kali mendesak negara Barat untuk menerapkan zona larangan terbang. Permintaan ini ditolak oleh AS dan sekutu NATO dalam upaya menghindari eskalasi lebih lanjut dengan Rusia, terutama menghindari kemungkinan kontak senjata di udara antara AS dengan Rusia.
Sementara Rusia menembakkan ratusan misil Iskander dengan jarak 500 km dan misil Kaliber dengan jangkauan 5 kali lebih jauh dan punya keunggulan di udara.
Russia has the ability to hit targets in Western Ukraine all the way at Ukraine's border, and these are designed to take out big targets, to take out runways, to take out military bases and facilities.
Para ahli melihat kemungkinan misil Rusia menipis dan Putin mungkin menahan penggunaan pesawat tempur.
Russian aircraft are heavily used and damaged in this fight. If they're expending all of your munitions, well, then they're potentially exposed in a potential conflict with NATO.
Pejabat Rusia mengakui pasukan Rusia menghadapi kekurangan pasokan pangan dan BBM, juga resistensi dan semangat juang pasukan Ukraina.
The Russians are about 10 days from being able to continue what they're doing because they have manpower issues, serious troop morale, desertions, all these kind of things. The fact that they're asking for China for help, the fact they're asking Syrians to come in and fight, these are all indicators that they're in trouble, and they know it.
Memasuki pekan keempat perang invasi Rusia ke Ukraina, harian The New York Times melaporkan sekitar 7.000 pasukan Rusia tewas, sementara Ukraina kehilangan 1.300 pasukannya. Demikian laporan VOA.